Hello.
Hey, Tom. In.
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Tom. It's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I got your email. So it looks like you got some consolidation, which was good.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's good or not. I looked at it. You know, I don't know what's good and bad with these deals. You know.
Yeah. To me, it's just prolonging what you're in, the situation you're in. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting out of the situation that you're in right now. And all they're doing, they're saving you money as far as, like, how much you're paying back. But ultimately, you're still paying back the same, if not more.
Well, it's around $1,500 a week, something like that.
Yeah. Tom, in order for you to get out of this situation, you need to not reconsolidate it because it's not a real bank loan.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the exact same thing. All they're doing is just extending the time for you. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at it and I'm just like, well, this isn't, I thought you were trying to get it like a great rate where if you were able to get $150,000 on like 8 or 9%, then yes, it's worth it. But you're not getting your situation fixed ultimately.
Right.
You know, so I
mean, well, I got a guy out of Chicago, I think, that says he's able to get me something, a real consolidation at a reasonable rate, and it's with a bank or with some investment guys he knows. I don't know. I don't know who to believe, who not to believe.
Okay.
That's the problem,
well,
you know?
It is, and you got to understand a lot of these guys. Like, I don't know, unless you really know them and you can trust them, and you know, a lot of these guys are shopping you around, right? So.
Right.
They're taking your stuff and they're just blasting it, which is actually ultimately hurting your credit.
Right.
And you're paying the price for it. So
right.
you have to stop taking these out and let these pay off and just have one or two. You can't have four or five.
Right.
You just can't. You're just not going to, it's not good for your business.
Nope. I agree.
You know, so, I mean, you have a great business, Tom. You have a great, the fact that you're able to get four or five just really shows lenders that you have a business that's bringing in a lot of revenue.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, for me, I wouldn't consolidate that loan. I would just continue to pay it off because you're paying it off. It's getting paid down. If you really need the extra money, I would take out as least amount as possible. And like this $30,000, it's a small loan. Very small,
right.
And it's short term. You'll get it paid off quickly. If you take this loan and you don't take any more, and we wait till the new year, beginning of the year, have a few of these paid off, let me help you get out of the situation that you're in and get, you know, the type of loan that you want, which is, you know, one large amount.
Right. Now, you're a bank, right?
Yeah. Well, we're a private business bank, so we're not like FDIC approved because we're not a depository bank. Where people come in and make deposits. We only work with business owners. So what's great about our loan is that, or with our programs, is that we do work with a couple lenders, but we go in with them on the deal, right? So if we weren't able, like for example, we were really only able to approve you for $10,000, but we were able to kind of meet up with another lender that we work with, and they were able to put in the extra $20,000. So we got a total of $30,000.
Yep.
That's how
it is. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So you're thinking if I get to the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
we revisit it and basically do what? Try to just get a – because I'll be – by mid-January, I'll be out of almost all of them except for Yellowstone.
Yes.
Down to nothing.
Yes. If we can wait till mid-January and you got to – and I know it's going to be tough for you because sometimes things come up and, you know, you want the – you have a track record of going through people and trying to get loans. You got to listen to me and say – these guys aren't helping you. They don't care about
right.
your business. They don't
right.
care. They just want to get that one loan out of you now. If I can tell you not to take this $30,000 right now, I tell you not to take it. If you can do
right.
without it, don't take it. I am not trying to, you know, shove that down your throat right now.
Right. right.
You know, I'm telling you what you need to do. Like, I've been in this industry for a while, and I'm telling you how to get out of it, and I'll tell you exactly what we need to do to get you that good program that you want to be on.
Let me ask you a question. If I gave you the go-ahead tomorrow morning, when would it get funded? I just got an opportunity I got to jump on.
If you want to get going on it, I got to start. I can start the process today. I don't know because it's already been almost a week. I don't know exactly. I would assume anywhere between 24 to 48 hours it would take me.
Okay. Well, even though I sent you all the documents, fine.
Yeah, exactly. But they still need to be approved, and you know, it's, you never know what could come up. You know, you've done these where they're like, yeah, oh, we need to see this. We need a, you know, it's contingent on make sure you're current with your mortgage or rent. I may need to see that. Like, I won't know until I give the okay to where we go to the next process. So even if you tell me, like, let's go forward, it may not be there by tomorrow. I'm just giving you the heads up.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you need the $30,000 and you got that job, let's go with it, you know? Like, let's get you the $30,000. But if you don't, I mean, I would say hold off.
All right, let me call you up for lunch. I'm sitting down with a couple of people, and I think the deals will go.
Okay.
Let me call you up for lunch.
All right, do that. I'll be waiting for your call.
Okay.
All right, Tom. You're welcome.
Yep. Bye. Bye.